365-8000.
It's 44 degrees on Friends Plaza right now. It'll have weather after AM 580 news. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois Senate Republican leader Frank Watson has suffered a minor stroke. A Watson spokeswoman, Patty Hsu, said last night that Watson has been hospitalized since Friday afternoon in St. Louis. She said he started to feel ill while campaigning for GOP Senate candidate Ken Brzezinski of Benton. Watson represents the state's 51st district in the southern Illinois city of Greenville. Hsu says doctors consider the stroke very minor, and Watson is expected to make a full recovery. She said the 63-year-old senator remained in the St. Louis hospital last night and was still undergoing assessments. Watson is a pharmacist. He's been a member of the Illinois Senate since 1982. A unique meeting of three governmental bodies tonight in Champaign marks one of the first discussions of a plan to add classroom space to the city's north side. The Champaign School District has promised to add new so-called strands of classes north of University Avenue as part of its consent decree over racial equity in education. Tonight, Unit 4 explains the details of its plan with the school board, the Champaign Park District, and the city council in attendance. The meeting is at 7 o'clock at the Champaign Public Library. The initial plan calls for a brand new and larger Booker T. Washington School, as well as a new wing at Garden Hills School, and both would be possibly magnet schools in the district. A standoff between union leaders and their managers has continued for more than 2.5 years in the central Illinois city of Effingham. As Amanda Vinicky reports, both sides say the situation is proof that labor laws are out of sync.
The dispute is between 50 mental health counselors and other staff who work for Heartland Human Services, a treatment center for people with HIV, mental illness, or substance abuse problems. Since the workers unionized in 2006, they and Heartland haven't been able to agree on a contract. National AFL-CIO leader Rich Trumka says management has refused to bargain in good faith. He says the drawn-out struggle is a classic example of what's wrong with the nation's labor laws.
This is the most ridiculous system of any of the industrialized countries. It is employer-dominated.
But Heartland's director, Cheryl Compton, says management has negotiated faithfully. She has an opposite stance on labor law.
There are too many laws in favor of the unions. Employers, you know, have to negotiate these contracts under very difficult circumstances.
Heartland and the unionized workers are set to meet again at the end of this month. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Around the country, the mortgage crisis and the slumping economy are causing tax revenue and investment returns to plummet, forcing cities big and small to cut expenses. The director of policy and research at the National League of Cities says that means there will be across-the-board cuts in services. In Chicago, Mayor Richard Daley plans to lay off more than 900 city workers and eliminate nearly 1,300 vacant jobs to help cover a $469 million shortfall. Daley's budget also increases taxes on parking and sports tickets and gives city workers 3 unpaid days off around the holidays, the day after Thanksgiving, the day before Christmas, and the day before New Year's. That would save about $20 million, and that's on top of numerous tax increases that have already been imposed in Chicago. The president of Western Illinois University is receiving a pay raise of a bit more than 6%. Rich Egger has that story.
The raise will bring L. Goldfarb's salary to $270,000. Board of Trustees Chairman Stephen Nelson says Goldfarb has been active in the community, both in Macomb and in the Quad Cities. He's also been active with alumni across the country and around the world.
You know, it's just all sorts of things that he does over and above what we think being a university president is and based upon.
Nelson hopes Goldfarb will remain Western's president for many years to come. Goldfarb says he will not accept anything above the 3.5% raise given to Western's other employees. He'll donate the difference to the campus community. Rich Egger reporting.
A farming season that once appeared to be doomed by the weather has turned out fairly well for Midwest soybean and corn crops. But to the surprise of farmers now harvesting soybeans and starting on corn, it's the fall of once record high prices that now threatens to take a lot of the shine off this year. Farmers in Illinois and Iowa, the country's top corn and soybean producers, endured wet, cool springs that slowed planting and growth. Then they watched heavy, soaking rains and rising rivers swamp their fields, forcing many to plant their crops 2 or even 3 times. All the while, though, prices held close to the record highs of the past couple of years. Price peaks driven by the ethanol boom and growing global demand for food and livestock feed also kept prices up for much of the growing season. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. With a reminder that one of the ways you can join us to support the programs in WILL is to call 217-244-9455. You can also log on to willpledge.org. Everybody who pledges this morning, Ed, gets a new NPR map. Have you seen these things?
Not the newest.
Oh, this is nice. It folds up just like a map that, you know, you get the gas station with the the gas station. How old am I? That used to get at the gas station. that you put in the glove compartment, and it's got all the NPR stations on it. So if you're traveling, you'll never be without Morning Edition. How about that?
It sounds great.
Of course, if you go anywhere else, you will be without Ed Kieser, because only we have Ed Kieser. And only we have Ed Kieser, or we only have Ed Kieser because of your support.